Reading from the Rosie Project. Don Tillman, a socially challenged professor of genetics, hits upon a way to find the perfect wife. A questionnaire! Such an obvious solution. A purpose-built, scientifically valid instrument incorporating current best practice to filter out the time wasters, the disorganized, the ice cream discriminators, the visual harassment complainers, the crystal gazers, the horoscope readers, the fashion obsessives, the religious fanatics, the vegans, the sports watchers, the creationists, the smokers, the scientifically illiterate, the homeopaths, leaving, ideally, the perfect partner, or, realistically, a manageable shortlist of candidates. So Don takes his questionnaire on the road. I stood inside the entrance of a suburban house that reminded me of my parents' brick veneer residence in Shepparton. I had resolved never to attend another singles party, but the questionnaire allowed me to avoid the agony of unstructured social interaction with strangers. As the female guests arrived, I gave each a questionnaire to complete at their convenience and returned to me either at the party or by mail. The host, a woman, initially invited me to join the crowd in the living room, but I explained my strategy and she left me alone. After 2 hours, a woman of about 35, estimated body mass index 21, returned from the living room holding two glasses of sparkling wine. In her other hand was a questionnaire. She passed me a glass. "I thought you might be thirsty," she said, in an attractive French accent. I was not thirsty, but I was pleased to be offered alcohol.
"Can I ask you to do something? I'm sorry."
I've turned off mic here.
Yeah, exactly. And also, so if you actually go back and finish the sentence and then flip the page. There was one thing, there was a sentence on there, I'm sorry, that you restarted at.
Yeah, but I stumbled, yeah?
Yeah, if you could start, just I wanted to catch that. I felt like we would miss that on the edit.
Yeah, okay, well, look, why don't I just start it again, okay? Okay, I'll start the second part again. I'm just looking at how I'm going
to
read off mic, because I'm just looking at where I can put this book and still read it, that's all.
I'm so sorry I don't.
It's just I can't. I've got to be able to see the book, so.
Yeah. You can move however is comfortable for you.
Okay, sorry?
Can I hold it for you?
Actually, why don't you try a little lower? So just...
Yeah, okay.
It's always awkward trying to mic mic speech, and because it just ends up blocking the book.
Right.
And now, am I too much off axis there?
No, that's terrific.
Okay.
That's going to be
I'm not too much off the axis there. Okay.
That's perfect.
Okay, that's all right for you?
Yes, sir. All right, we're still rolling. So okay. Comfortable.
Part two. I stood inside the entrance of a suburban house that reminded me of my parents' brick veneer residence in Shepparton. I had resolved never to attend another singles party, but the questionnaire allowed me to avoid the agony of unstructured social interaction with strangers. As the female guests arrived, I gave each a questionnaire to complete at their convenience and returned to me either at the party or by mail. The host, a woman, initially invited me to join the crowd in the living room, but I explained my strategy and she left me alone. After 2 hours, a woman of about 35, estimated body mass index 21, returned from the living room, holding two glasses of sparkling wine. In her other hand was a questionnaire. She passed me a glass. "I thought you might be thirsty," she said, in an attractive French accent. I was not thirsty, but I was pleased to be offered alcohol. I had decided that I would not give up drinking unless I found a non-drinking partner. And, after some self-analysis, I concluded that C, moderately, was an acceptable answer to the drinking question, and made a note to update the questionnaire. Thank you. I hoped she would give me the questionnaire and that it might, improbably, signal the end of my quest. She was extremely attractive, and her gesture with the wine indicated a high level of consideration, not exhibited by any of the other guests or the host. "You are a researcher, am I right?" She tapped the questionnaire. "Correct." "Me also," she said. "There are not many academics here tonight." Although it is dangerous to draw conclusions based on manner and conversation topics, my assessment of the guests was consistent with this observation. "I'm Fabienne," she said, and extended her free hand, which I shook, careful to apply the recommended level of firmness. "This is terrible wine, no?" I agreed. It was a carbonated sweet wine, acceptable only because of its alcohol content. "You think we should go to a wine bar and get something better?" she asked. I shook my head. The poor wine quality was annoying, but not critical. Fabienne took a deep breath. "Listen, I have drunk two glasses of wine. I have not had sex for 6 weeks, and I would rather wait 6 more than try anyone else here. Now can I buy you a drink?" It was a very kind offer, but it was still early in the evening. I said, "More guests are expected. You may find someone suitable if you wait." Fabienne gave me her questionnaire and said, "I presume you will be notifying the winners in due course." I told her I would. When she had gone, I quickly checked her questionnaire. Predictably, she failed in a number of dimensions. It was disappointing. My final non-internet option was speed dating, an approach I had not previously tried. The venue was a function room in a hotel. At my insistence, the convener disclosed the actual start time, and I waited in the bar to avoid aimless interaction until then. When I returned, I took the last remaining seat at a long table, opposite a person labelled Francis. Age, approximately 50. Body mass index, approximately 28. Not conventionally attractive. The convener rang a bell and my 3 minutes with Francis commenced. I pulled out my questionnaire and scribbled a name on it. There was no time for subtlety under these circumstances. "I've sequenced the questions for maximum speed of elimination," I explained. "I believe I can eliminate most women in less than 40 seconds. "Then you can choose a topic of discussion for the remaining time." "Then it won't matter," said Francis. "I'll have been eliminated." "Only as a potential partner. We may still be able to have an interesting discussion." "But I'll have been eliminated." I nodded. "Do you smoke?" "Occasionally," she said. I put the questionnaire away.